Hi, Sheena, compulsive overeater. And it's wonderful to be able to be amongst my fellows today. And it's really super to just have the opportunity to join with you. I think for me, the most important thing of that I have got out of the fellowship is the fact that it's a fellowship. I love the fact that I don't have to do this alone. I was so cut off when I first started. I didn't know how to be with people. I didn't know how to manage my own life. I thought that the only important things were my health. And just to begin at the beginning, I was a very large baby. And when I was born, I twisted my neck quite badly, and that gave me neuropathy in my lower legs. I also was a problem because my mother didn't know how to deal with it, and so became very depressed at my birth, and went into postpartum depression. And that was difficult because I couldn't be with other children. I found it very difficult to walk, and so it was easier just to keep Sheena generally behind my grandmother's chair, give her something quiet to do so that it didn't actually bother anybody. But it was really difficult sort of going to school because I was a big baby. They put me on my first diet when I was 18 months old, and it never took. And as I like to, what I like to say before I came into OA, and so I didn't try again. I did. I went to a number of weigh-in pays and tried those things out, but it really didn't take. And besides, I wasn't going anywhere very fast, so it really didn't matter. And it was just a total kind of cut off from my other children my age. In primary school, it was an absolute nightmare because I was the child no one could ever choose to be on a team because I couldn't run, I couldn't play games, I couldn't do anything. And so I began to find that my hope came from being in the library, which we had a library at school, and just being amongst books, being really, really quiet, and really not stepping out of the desired fold that I'd been put into. Being unable to mix with other children meant that I had no friends until I got to high school. And suddenly in high school, there was an opportunity for me because in high school they had a Christian society. And I found that this was something I could really embrace and move with. And it was great. I was amongst people who didn't expect me to run, but still I wasn't very acceptable. Particularly since I like girls and not boys. And as I like to say to so many people, discovering that I was gay at a really young age meant that I still couldn't be amongst my peers. And so I ate. It was just easier. I ate and I didn't care and I put the thoughts of other people out of my head and ate. When I left school, I went into the library, as an employee, and that was great fun. And there I met my first girlfriend and it was great. We go set off together into the world. And she had had major problems with anorexia and with being overweight. And she kind of yo-yoed between the two experiences. And it was just really, really hard. She decided that we were going to go to this weigh-in pay. The best of thing about that was we don't get weighed, we never stay for lectures. And we go straight from there to a place to go get binge food. I thought this was the most fun place to be. We just used to go get weighed, and I never lost any weight. And soon it kind of died out. We just went to get the binge food. We didn't actually have to go get weighed as well. And for me, that was the beginning. But I let that be my lifestyle until I was well into my 50s. And I had been diagnosed with diabetes. And whenever the doctor would say to me, Sheena, what is your levels? I'd say, oh, I suppose about 7, which is kind of the high of normal. I began to get little holes in my toes, and they are diabetic ulcers. And I'd go and be put into hospital for a while, and the hole would get fixed up. But I didn't acknowledge or accept that this was actually an illness, that I actually couldn't keep doing this, until I got to a point where the doctor said to me, Sheena, I think we're probably going to have to amputate your foot. Now, after the library, I'd gone into nursing, and I knew that if they cut the foot off, the next thing to go would be the knee, the next thing to go would be the hip, and at that point, you've got about 2 years to live, and that's the end. So I came home in absolute desperation. Lockdown had just begun. We were in about July last year, and looked at the situation and thought, well, I know that they have this thing called Overeaters Anonymous. Maybe I should go and try it. Maybe it's something that at least could save me losing my foot. The year before that, I had been in hospital for one of my little episodes with my feet. And the dietitian who came to me said to me, you can eat popcorn. Well, that was an open statement. It meant that I could eat popcorn 24/7. I could eat it 24 hours a day. It meant that I could eat as much popcorn as I wanted. So I put aside the other thing. And of course, if you eat popcorn the way I ate popcorn, it will in actual fact gum up your work so completely that you have total constipation. And I had actually had to go into hospital earlier in 2020, in about January, because I had actually ripped my rectum out. I had actually ripped my whole body apart from eating popcorn. So please know that popcorn is something that one could eat, but you definitely can't eat it all the time. Like, you can't eat anything all the time. And I looked at the situation with this, and I heard about a food plan. Now, please, don't offer me broccoli. I like cheese. And I know we're not supposed to mention food, but you put your binge food in there for yourself. You can't have only the nice stuff. Sometimes you've got to actually eat food that is sensible. And I decided that I was going to actually make this work. Here we were in lockdown. My fridge is about 2 steps from where I sit. And if I continued eating at that rate, I was probably going to kill myself. So I began to work the program, and I got into it, and it was actually incredibly helpful. I soon got a sponsor and started working this. Then I discovered that in actual fact, addiction, and I am an addict, doesn't stay with one addiction. If you take that addiction away, it jumps to something else. So I got addicted to meetings. I got addicted to doing service in OA. And unfortunately, that began to make me unwell also. I started a meeting of my own and decided that I was going to run it my way. ego run riot. And the reason I'm giving you the story in this way is because that is not the healthy way to work the program. The healthy way to work the program is to actually accept that you are an addict. Yes, I lost weight. Yes, I had major breakthroughs and I could do this. But in actual fact, it was a couple of months ago, I actually had a nervous breakdown because I was giving everything I had to OA. And unfortunately, that is not a healthy way either. This program is incredible. It will help you, but you've got to watch things that may not be working. The other thing, and this is a fellowship meeting, and I'm so encouraged by that, because the most important thing out of all of this was that I had made awesome friends. I had made incredible friends in the program, and they were there to support me and to go through everything with me. So although I hit rock bottom, I didn't lose my abstinence. I'm still eligible for being a group rep. But I had to accept that my mental health was not strong either. And in that, I have come to realize through the help of my friends that if we get onto this walk, we can only do it together. There is no other possible way to make this program work. That is why it's called a fellowship. We are strong when we hold on to each other. When we take care of those who are falling down and help them to stand again. When we take our knowledge and make sure that it is shared as openly as we can. Now, one of the things that we often hear about is anonymity. And anonymity is very important because otherwise we put personalities above the program. And I was unfortunately one of those who got shot to the top very quickly. People knew Sheena from South Africa in a lot of the meetings. And because, as you can hear, I am a speaker, I automatically can open my mouth. I had to learn that sometimes I actually had to ask for help. I had to reach a point of acknowledging that I am not OA. I am not the program. The program is a fellowship. And when we walk together, when we hold each other's hands, then we can succeed. My OA friends helped me to get through the damage of the hospital, being in hospital for a psychiatric problem. I mean, my goodness, can you imagine getting a psychiatric illness? I had never experienced this in my life before. And yet I had to come back and say, don't look at me. Look at the program. Why does the program work? Because the program says, I am powerless. My ego avails me nothing. What is the important thing is in step two. I came to believe in a power greater than myself. However you define that power, we cannot do this without our OA friends, and we cannot do this without a power greater than ourselves. And I am grateful that I had the experience of a mental illness because it has helped me to realize that I am not the one in charge and be able to hand it over. And the wonderful thing that has come out of this is a knowledge that it's going to be okay if I keep holding on. And holding on like crazy. But everything that I have within me, I hold on to my friends and I hold on to my higher power. That way we can walk together. And the most amazing things have been happening in my life. I find that I get full. I actually don't want to finish all the food in the kitchen. I don't want to eat 5 meals a day. I just want to have enough and enough ability to actually put myself second and other people first. I always say that, and my joke has always been, if you are in an aeroplane, they always tell you, put your own mask on first. That is a vital thing. We cannot help anyone if we are sick. But we need to acknowledge that there are others around us that we need to help. And that's another part of fellowship. That is why I'm so grateful that, yes, okay, for me it is 10:30 at night, but I'm so grateful that Janet asked me to come and speak to you. Because if I can give you anything that comes out of what I'm telling you, it is, we cannot do it alone. Hold on to one another. Hold on to your friends. Hold on to the belief that it's going to be okay. And yes, I've had wonderful success in my diet. And it's been amazing how I've decided. Something has eventually, after 55 years, clicked inside my head. And I can say, actually, I don't want to eat anymore right now. I'm full. I take the rest of that away. I'm sorry I can't finish all the food that I put on my plate, but I'm full. And that comes from actually knowing the program, believing in this. Please know that you are not alone. That if you truly embrace what is being given to you, if you take hold of your higher power, you will succeed. There is truly success in this program. But also the realization that you need to be kind to yourself. You need to acknowledge that, okay, right now I've done this. I shouldn't have done it, but move on. Don't keep going back to beat me up because I didn't do well. You need to learn the kindness that you would give to anyone else in the room. You need to give to yourself. Acknowledge that you need help, that you are also just another bozo of the bus. It's no good trying to be the program. It is far more important to say, together we can. And that is what I'd like to actually leave you with tonight, is the fact that now that broken, unhappy child actually has friends, real friends. I'm no longer the child in primary school that nobody wanted. I'm no longer the one who broke my mother. I am now a person of value who is loved and wanted and friends with people all over the world. What an awesome experience to be able to say all over the world, from Australia to the far Pacific, we all have the same problem, the same downfall. We talk the same language. And it doesn't matter. Sometimes we don't even have the correct, sometimes we're not even speaking English to each other. But if we're speaking over Ether to one another,
one minute,
we will find the way. Thanks, Janet. So just keep holding on. Keep believing this program will work. Together we can. Thank you for allowing me to share.